Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells at the with this 7:15 edition of the news right here on WFIW. This is a Tuesday. It's the 27th of October. Our temperature is 58 under cloudy skies. We've had 11 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Got up to 71 for the high yesterday. The forecasters are calling for just about 100% chance of rain today and again tonight, and that is expected to move back into the region a little bit later today. We did have, again, some rain late last night and overnight this morning. Our top story this morning, alcohol and excessive speed are being blamed for an early Sunday morning crash that left a McLeansboro High School senior dead. Isaiah Snowden, 17, was pronounced dead at the scene at about 1:55 Sunday morning by the Franklin County Coroner, Marty Leffler. Snowden was a backseat passenger in an extended cab pickup truck driven by a 17-year-old boy who has not been identified because of his juvenile status. The Franklin County Coroner, Marty Leffler, says the truck ran through a stop intersection on the Aiken Blacktop at Bessie Road in rural Franklin County. It ran through a yard, knocked a tree down, drove completely through a mobile home, and came to rest upside down. Fortunately, nobody was in the mobile home. The driver of the truck has been charged with drunk driving and related charges in the and is now in the Franklin County Juvenile Detention Center. Franklin County Sheriff's Office investigators say the driver and two other passengers left the scene on foot, leaving the fatally injured Snowden behind in the wreckage. They walked away from him. Coroner Leffler identified the occupants of the truck only as Mr. Snowden, the victim, a 17-year-old from Macedonia, a 17-year-old from Benton, and an 18-year-old boy from McLeansboro. Snowden was a senior at Hamilton County High School in McLeansboro, where he played on the football team. He'd recently joined the National Guard. His parents recently moved to Opdyke, but he continued his studies at McLeansboro High School. McLeansboro High School officials made counselors available for students on Monday, and I'll have a complete obituary for Isaiah Snowden a bit later in this newscast. WFIW News, time 7:17.
State Auto, a friend you can depend on.
As an independent agent representing the State Auto Insurance Companies, when you need us, we'll be there with prompt, concerned insurance service. For we know the people who entrust us with handling their insurance needs expect and deserve a friend they can depend on. Someone to provide close, continuing attention, most especially at a time of claim. Call CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, at 842-2193.
It's clearance time at B-Way Design and Decorating, and who doesn't love a great sale? We just received several shipments of new accessories, lamps, and furniture, but our showroom is full and we need the room. So we've discounted 50 to 70% off a large group of items just in time for your holiday shopping. Now is a great time to buy a gift or something for yourself. If you haven't been into B-Way Design and Decorating lately, stop by our showroom. You'll be amazed at the unique and affordable products we carry for furnishing your home or gift-giving needs.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're continuing to expand by welcoming family nurse practitioner Kristen Betts at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Kristen will provide full-range family care, including women and children's health care and DOT physicals. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. To schedule an appointment, call 618-643-2988.
A Carmi man has been sentenced to prison in connection with a stabbing last August. Jacob Holland, 21, sentenced Monday to 8 years in prison, followed by 1 year of parole. Holland previously pled guilty to two counts of aggravated battery. These incidents happened on August 1st and 2nd. Both incidents happened at Bradshaw Park there in Carmi. Typically, aggravated battery is a Class 3 felony, punishable by a sentence of 2 to 5 years in prison. However, Holland was eligible for an extended range of sentence and drew that 8-year sentence from Judge T. Scott Webb. Denton Aud, the White County State's attorney, handled the case for the state. Brian Schenkel was Mr. Holland's attorney. Frontier Community College has been approved to build a field for the Bobcats baseball program. College will launch the program next year. Tommy Kent, Frontier's athletic director, says the field will be built west of Classroom Building West between Five Brothers Restaurant and the college along Illinois Route 15. First of all, an engineering firm out of Mount Carmel will have to draw up the specifications for the field, with construction to start sometime next year. Mr. Kent added that newly hired Bobcats baseball coach Jeff Baker has started the process of recruiting players for the inaugural season. Kent said that other sports projects are moving along nicely, including the Bobcats Den Fitness Center. It's expected to be open for business November the 19th, which is when the IECC Board of Trustees come to Fairfield for their next meeting. Installation has been completed on dirt work, fences, and gates for the Bobcat softball field at Southwest Park. More grass will have to be sowed, though, to make that project complete. At this month's meeting of the North Wayne School Board, members accepted the resignation of Jeff Baker as Sisney High School head baseball coach. Baker has accepted the head coaching position for the Frontier Community College Bobcats baseball team. Approval was given to implement a Pee Wee basketball program for kids in grades 2 through 4. Kevin Bowen and Alex Atwood are the volunteer coaches. Rich Montgomery and People's National Bank each kicked in $200 to make the program happen. Board also acknowledged recent gifts to the district. Jared Cohn from Cohn Funeral Home in Flora donated a cot for the health services, and the Mount Airy PTO donated smart boards, a digital camera, camcorders, and projectors. WFIW News, time 7:21.
Fall is coming at Ray's, so check out the American Steel Carport A-frame style garages, which come in a variety of sizes, and American Steel storage buildings, available in various sizes starting at 8x8 up to 14x20, with a floor included starting at $1,395, with free setup and delivery, with 10% down when ordered and final payment when installed. Ray's is offering bush hogging. They can also fertilize and seed your yard. Ray's offers compost dirt and shrub and small tree removal. They'll take care of your gravel needs for driveways and parking lots. Ray's offers road tilling to give you a smooth finish, along with water and sewer and electrical line trenching at 842-4042. Ray's Consumer Products, Highway 15 East in Fairfield, has John Deere as well as many other types of replacement parts. They stock belts, blades, bearings, filters, and can sharpen blades. Ray's Consumer Not New Shop has a variety of consignment pieces to include appliances, office furniture, household furniture, and some antiques. So call 842-4042.
48-year-old John C. Gabbard of Wayne City was arrested early Sunday morning on charges of drunk driving, battery, and trespass to a residence. Wayne County Sheriff's Police say they got a call that Gabbard had left a wedding reception drunk and was traveling on Route 15. Police were able to get the vehicle pulled over and suspected he was under the influence, failing a number of field sobriety tests. He was taken to the county jail where he tested .119 on the state's breathalyzer. Gabbard's accused of punching Tim Smith earlier in the evening. He's at 26 of Keene's after the wedding reception. He was booked at the county jail on charges of DUI, trespass, and battery. Zachary K. Day, 30 of Sisney, was arrested Friday on a charge of domestic battery. He's accused of punching his wife, Misty, age 28, during an altercation. Mrs. Day told police her husband punched her in the head, jaw, and neck with his closed fist. She fled the house, called police. When the cops arrived, she had to unlock the house to let police in to arrest Zachary Day. They found him passed out on the living room floor. Owen D. Curtis, 48, of Bluford, arrested Saturday on a Wayne County warrant, charging him with domestic battery. 44-year-old Amy L. Long of Stephen Street in Carmi arrested Sunday on a charge of aggravated domestic battery, a Class 2 felony. Police responded to Stephen Street to check on a 911 hangup. The alleged victim has been identified as the suspect's mother, 73-year-old Patsy Long. Patsy Long said that, quote, "Things had been very intense around the house the past few days because of the Chicago Cubs' failure in the postseason." Mrs. Long told police that when she tried to call 911, her daughter caught her and yanked the phone away. Amy Long was jailed on a charge of aggravated domestic battery. 31-year-old William D. Reynolds of Church Street in Carmi has been arrested on a charge of aggravated assault of a police officer, resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. Police were called to 207 South Church Street a little before 11 o'clock Friday night on a report of an intoxicated man passed out in the yard. When Reynolds woke up, he started fighting the cops, they said. He was taken to the city county jail and booked on a charge of aggravated assault and resisting arrest. The nation's police chiefs are calling for universal background checks for anybody trying to purchase a firearm. At a gathering in Chicago of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, the top cops agreed the checks will help keep guns from people who should not carry them. The call that such checks for all purchases, and not just those from a licensed gun dealer, is not new. But in the past, law enforcement officials have included such a call as part of a wider effort that included calls for longer prison sentences for those convicted of gun crimes. By narrowing their focus to background checks that polls indicate of overwhelming public support, the chiefs say they hope they can convince the public to push lawmakers for legislation that will reduce gun violence. State records show that lobbyists have spent more than $1.2 million so far this year in Illinois. Reports from the Illinois Secretary of State show the money was spent on meals, entertainment, gatherings, and other expenses. Illinois lobbyists' disclosure law requires that expenditures be reported. So far, this year's spending is more than all of last year's spending, which totaled a little more than $1 million, nearly $1.9 million spent in 2011. Experts say having both an uptick in lobbyist spending and an increase in lobbyists are not unexpected when there's a change of administration. Illinois has got about 2,060 registered lobbyists. Governor Bruce Rauner says he does not expect a budget agreement to come out of a planned meeting later next month, around the 19th. During a visit Monday to Rock Island, the governor says he insists he will not agree to a budget deal unless it includes his reforms from his turnaround agenda. Rauner and Democrats have been at odds over a budget which should have taken effect July 1st. The first-year governor wants changes to the business and political climate, such as tighter workmen's compensation rules, term limits for office holders, and a clamping down of workers' rights as far as unionization is concerned. Both Republican leaders say they'll be there, and the House Speaker Michael Madigan and Senate President John Cullerton said they were willing to attend as well. Big Halloween costume contest coming up this Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m. in the upstairs of the Fairfield American Legion. $600 in prize money being offered. Dr. Patrick and Jessica Molt are raffling off a Glock 9mm pistol worth $500. This is to raise money to help out Marilyn White, a longtime Fairfield Memorial Hospital employee whose home was damaged by a recent fire. These raffle tickets are $10. You can get them at Doc Molt's office. They're on Northwest 10th Street. They're going to draw for that gun November the 2nd. Time now to check the price of crude oil. Brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. No change on the price of crude oil. Local refinery still paying $37.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area death, 17-year-old Opdyke resident Isaiah McHale Snowden died at 1:55 Sunday morning in Franklin County as a result of a traffic accident. He was a senior at Hamilton County High School in McLeansboro and a member of the Army National Guard. Survivors include his parents, Jesse and Joyce Scott of Opdyke, a brother, Nathaniel Younger of Opdyke, a sister, Michaela Younger of Opdyke, paternal grandmother, Sherry Evilsizer of Flora, maternal grandparents, John and Judy Phillips of DeCoin, aunts Johnny Younger of Valier, Jessica Phillips of Royalton, Judy Scott of Womack, Illinois, Amanda Roberts of Alabama, and Leanne Blackburn of West Frankfort, uncles, Patrick Evilsizer of Flora, John Evilsizer, stationed in Hawaii with the Marine Corps, Kurt Scott of Centralia, and uncle and aunt Fred and Debbie Harlow, and uncle and aunt Billy and Corrine Ulry, godparents John and Darlene Roberts of McLeansboro, and other extended family members, Donnie, Veronica, and Daniel of Benton. Visitation for Isaiah Snowden will be 5 to late Wednesday evening at the General Baptist Church in McLeansboro with a graveside service at 12 noon Thursday at the Old DuCoin Cemetery. Military rites will be afforded by the Army National Guard at the cemetery, of course. Memorials may be made to the Hamilton County Senior High School football team or to the family to help with funeral expenses and will be accepted at the church or the Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for 68-year-old Louisville resident Ronnie Dale McNeely will be 11 o'clock Wednesday morning at the J.W. Neal Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation will be 6 to late tonight at the Neal Funeral Home in Louisville. Memorials may be made to the Friends House of the Mid-America Transplant Services. Funeral services for William H. Dial, 89 of McLeansboro, will be 11 o'clock this morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in Braden Valley Cemetery west of Dale. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center, WFIW News Time, 7:30.
Well, you can still find great Halloween home decor and special pricing at Serendipity Card and Gift in downtown Fairfield. Don't forget that Serendipity carries a wide variety of special items for men. Indulge his skin and senses in soothing delights and fragrance of our West Indian Lime Collection from Crabtree and Evelyn, or tweak his inner biker with our selection of Harley-Davidson or shotgun shell accessories. So don't forget the fellas, as you'll find way too much to mention, but so much to love at Serendipity Card and Gift in downtown Fairfield.
Kincaid's and Carhartt go together like hammers and nails, shoes and socks, dogs and bones, George and paint, and Leroy and plumbing. October is Carhartt month at Kincaid's. Kincaid's has a massive stock of Carhartt clothing and accessories for men and women. Keep your Kincaid's Carhartt receipt, drop your name in the entry box, and you could win half off your Carhartt purchase at Kincaid's. You could win a $1,000 shopping spree also when you drop your name in that box too at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Good morning, local sports from yesterday in college volleyball. It was Rend Lake over Frontier Community College, 3-1, 3-1. High school volleyball at the Class 1A Regional at South Central, North Clay over Weber Township, 2-0. And in the Class 2A Regional at McLeansboro, Hamilton County over El Dorado, 2-0. Junior high girls basketball yesterday, El Dorado knocked off Fairfield 37-21. El Dorado also won the JV. North Clay over Sisney 33-13. North Clay also won the JV. Junior high boys basketball, Jasper over Clay City 58-28. Jasper took the JV game. And at the Fairfield Invitational, it was Flora over Wayne City 41-24. Fairfield over Mount Vernon, St. Mary's 49-15. On the local schedule for today, high school volleyball tonight at South Central. It's the Class 1A Regional. Farina South Central takes on North Clay at 6 o'clock, followed by Sisney versus Wayne City at 7, thereabouts. 2A Regional tonight at Hamilton County. Fairfield versus Hamilton County. That's a tough draw for the first game. And then followed by Edwards County versus Flora. Junior high girls basketball tonight, 6 o'clock. Edwards County's at Mount Carmel St. Mary's. Jasper's at New Hope. Sisney's at Alney St. Joe. Junior high boys basketball at that Fairfield Invitational continuing. At 6 o'clock tonight, it's Jasper versus Flora and Fairfield versus Salem. Also tonight on the radio, Fighting Illini football, it's the Bill Cubitt Show. That'll be tonight at 7 on WFIW AM 1390. Also tonight nationally, or last night nationally, in the NFL, it was Arizona knocking off Baltimore 26-18. And in the NHL, Chicago over Anaheim 1-0 in overtime. New York, the Islanders shut out Calgary 4-0. And Arizona skated past Toronto 4-3.
It is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. Rain likely today, high around 60. Rain likely tonight, low 56. A slight chance of showers Wednesday, high of 65. Sunny Thursday and Friday, high of 58 Thursday, 61 Friday. Then a slight chance of showers Saturday, high of 63. 71 or higher yesterday, 55 our low this morning. We did pick up 0.11 of an inch of rain late last night and early this morning, and it's 7:33 under cloudy skies. It is 58. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.